You're just over here for a visit, are you? Or are you staying here? Do you intend to stay here?
If you allow me.
Is there any problem about that then?
Yes. Because your immediate department is very strict nowadays.
So how do you allow your visitor's permit then?
I can't give you that. Although I am proprietor of so many temples,
yeah.
Today I am visiting my temple.
He was just a visitor, but you want to stay here?
Huh?
You want to stay here?
Yes.
Come with me.
Can you help me?
Well, I don't know, I'm just a visitor.
Then why are you asking?
Well, because I'm interested. I wanted to know whether you would be here just for a visit or whether you were here permanently.
England, especially London, is the most important city in the world. So there are many nice people here. I very much like to talk with them. So if I'm allowed to stay here, I can stay and make friendship with nice people here. That's
When did you arrive? When did you arrive?
I didn't think you can do that.
From India. From India. And you've had this this house since May, is that right? George Harrison of the Beatles bought this house for you.
Yes.
How did you get to know George Harrison?
Well, I'm a mendicant. I travel all over the world.
You're a what?
Mendicant.
Yeah.
So, people come to me. That is my profession.
Well, where did you meet Harrison?
In here. I first met him here.
In London?
Yeah, 1968.
Because he had another guru, didn't he? He had, what was his name? The Maharishi. The old gentleman.
Yeah, he's a good boy. He's searching after some spiritual enlightenment. That's very good idea.
Okay, but he was...
He found Krishna consciousness movement as Jain.
So, when did he say he met Jack Harrison in 1968? But George Harrison went to India, and he was he met there the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi.
I do not know that. I have heard it.
You've heard it? Yeah. He's the gentleman with the big beard.
Yes.
Yeah. How was it that he got... I mean, if he had one Maharishi, Guru, whatever you call yourselves, if he had one, why does he need two?
Well, Guru, you can make many for learning many things.
Yeah.
But you can stick to one. Just like in the Western countries, the girl, they meet many boys. At last, she selects one.
Did he give this house to you?
Yes.
Do you pay anything for it at all?
Huh?
Do you pay him anything for it at all?
Well, where is money? I shall pay.
Sorry?
Where is money? I shall pay.
When you get it, you'll pay for it, will you?
No, no.
Where is the money?
You ask me.
Yeah.
Whether I pay it anything.
Yeah.
But where is my money?
Haven't you got any?
No.
I have a mendicant.
So you live here, this is a, is it like 55 rooms in this place? 55?
Yeah.
What are you going to do with them all?
Oh, you are welcome. Come and deal with us.
Well, how many people live here now?
About 50 people, not less than.
50 people living here. That's ladies and
Yes. Ladies separately, gentlemen separately.
And what did they do all day?
Yes, they are chanting Hare Krishna mantra.
Chanting Hare Krishna?
Yes. And yes. Eating prasada, foodstuff of Hare Krishna.
And eating what?
Prasada.
You can say that we don't eat
meat. Yes, we don't. We follow four principles very strictly. We, all our students, they do not eat any meat, fish, or eggs. We don't kill animals, don't eat fish or eggs. No intoxicants. We take not even tea or cigarettes or coffee.
What even?
No tea, coffee, yeah. Cigarettes, nothing, no intoxicants.
Yeah, no coffee. Yeah.
And there are no illicit sex life.
Yeah.
And they don't gamble. No gamble. No, poor nutrition.
Some of your young men are getting the hall ready for a temple. Is that right? I just saw them.
They're preparing the hall then.
Yes. That will be used for a temple.
Yeah.
Wherever we stay, that is a temple.
Yes. Yeah.
We have lost so many temples. This is the picture of ours. Los Angeles temple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the 21st, on this month, 21st and 22nd, there will be a big ceremony, an installation, deity installation ceremony. I think it's mentioned in your...
Yeah. Yeah. But apart from eating and shouting, what else do you do here? You sleep in the afternoons, do you?
No, we have got so many books. There is class. We have got so many books.
But you sleep in the afternoon, do you? I'm told you just woken up. Is that right?
Yes, I don't sleep at night. I sleep sometimes.
What do you do at night then?
I write books.
You write these books, Prabhupada has written more than 15 big books like this. You can look at them.
You can note down my book. Yeah. That's selling me.
Nothing else to do.
Yeah. And do your people go up to the West End chanting and collecting money? Do they go from here? Are they the people that one sees in the West End?
Yes.
Yeah.
Collecting money by selling books.
These are the people that one sees in office. They come from here. We have sent them there in the West End. Well, you know, you've got 50 people here. How many, what sort of, are they? They go with books. Yeah. Outside. Yeah. And they chant, and anyone likes, he can purchase our books. Yeah. Our main source of income is by selling books.
All over the world, we are selling books about 300 dollars per day.
Yeah.
All comes.
How much do you need to keep this place going? I mean, how do you live here? How much money do you need a week to keep this?
Well, that way, don't give a thumb. He knows.
Yeah. Yeah.
How much do you want?
At least 100 pounds.
100 pounds.
Do you get 100 pounds each week?
Yes.
Where from?
We have the dispatch of to explain about selling books.
Get 100 pounds a week selling books.
Oh, yeah. Some people make donations also.
Yeah.
Progress.
We have no fixed source of income. We have no fixed source of income.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we depend on Krishna.
You're as rich as the Divine Light Church or the little guru, the little
Guru Maharaj. Most of us are as rich as Guru Maharaj.
I do not know much about this. Do you know anything about him?
Well, I know he has a very expensive motor car. Yeah. Do you have a very expensive motor car?
No.
Well, that's when you can sit down on the floor, lie down on the floor. You are experiencing how we are luxurious. We cannot offer him a chair. Yeah. This is our position.
That's because you don't want chairs, though, isn't it? That's because you don't want to have chair, not because you can't afford
it. No, if you offer me chair, I can sit down.
Yes, but you would be happy sitting there, but not in a chair.
Why do you need a 55-room mansion to carry out your work?
Because God has given. Otherwise, you can lie down on the street. So don't deny. If you offer me another house, I can accept it.
How often do you see George?
How often do you see George? How often do you come here?
Since that time he has come here twice then.
Twice?
Yes.
Just twice?
Yeah.
You arrived in July, isn't it? Yeah. July 7th, did you say?
He comes along with his friends.
What does he do?
He sings.
He what?
He's a musician, he sings Krishna. He glorifies Krishna. He's written record. He has glorified Krishna by Krishna's grace.
What do you think of him as a sitar player?
Oh, you are not very much concerned with sitar players. We are concerned with the devotees.
I didn't mean that frivolously. I meant, what do you think of him as a sitar player? Perhaps he doesn't play sitar.
He's not playing anything for me. But I know that he's a good musician, that's all.
Yeah.
But he has not played anything before me. When he comes, he talks with me.
What about?
About this Krishna.
Yeah. You say you don't smoke cigarettes. Do you smoke anything else?
No.
We
don't even drink Pepsi Cola.
No intoxicants.
Why is that?
Because we don't take anything which is not necessary for maintaining body and soul together. We simply take what's required.
We want to be very plain. Simple now.
You don't take anything good what? That doesn't require what?
That isn't required to keep body and soul together.
We must live very simple, plain, really, high thinking.
But I am surprised. So why don't you ask anything about our philosophy? You have asked
I'm coming to that.
You see? That is the most important thing.
Yes, we want to take things as we go through.
These are ordinary things. Either you sit on a chair or on the floor, it doesn't matter.
Very uncomfortable sitting on the floor.
Oh, we are very comfortable.
I can go in London into a Japanese restaurant, they say, please will you sit on the floor? And I said, no, I'm going to sit on the floor, very uncomfortable having my meal and sitting here for 2 hours.
Those are uncomfortable.
So I go to
chair.
I go to a part of the restaurant where I have chairs and I'm comfortable.
Oh, yes. You must be comfortable.
Yes.
So we ask gentleman who comes here if you want chair, if he says yes, let me know. I will give him chair.
Yes.
If you want chair, I can give you.
Although I'm moving around all the time.
It says on this little thing, I don't know who wrote it, what's this?
Shamasinda.
It says here that George comes twice a week. Is that right, or twice, or has he only been here twice? Twice a week, or does he come twice?
He comes twice. Shamasinda many times. He comes from the many times.
Shamasinda saw him every day, saw him today, this day.
What about... That's very Shamasinda. That's Shamasinda. That induced... George to take some interest in our society. He's friend. So he, God may come and see him twice.
So you could live, you talk about wanting to live simply, you could live simply in an ordinary house, not, you don't necessarily need a 55 bedroom house.
But if you offer, I shall deny it.
Why should
you, just like John has given us his house,
yes.
Similarly, if you give us a house, 155 rooms, we shall accept Indian.
Mm-hmm.
And we shall utilize it properly.
Yes.
Not that we are neglecting, we are keeping, you see, we are keeping this room very nicely, neat and clean. People come and sit down.
Were you surprised when he bought it for you?
Yes.
Had he met you?
He has paid £200,000 for this house.
He's paid £220,000.
Repairing. Repairing fence.
What? £220,000.
When did you know that he bought it? Did he write you in an ear and tell you, or how did you know?
No, it's Samson there. Doctors.
Samson is George's close friend. So it was arranged between Samson and George.
Yeah, and then they told the...
And they told Srila Prabhupada.
Yeah, and this is why he came over to eat between them, because he had this center.
He has seen our London center.
No,
that is a very, very small house. It is a tight story. That one, not suitable.
Where is that?
Seven Berry Place.
Seven
Berry Place. Mulberry.
B-U-R-1.
That only had how many rooms?
I don't know.
Maybe 15.
15? No, not sure.
Two rooms of four.
Not more than 10 rooms.
10 rooms,
but very small.
Yes.
And that wasn't very suitable?
Not suitable. We were about more than 50 devotees.
57
devotees. So, we wanted a bigger place.
Yes.
So, Ramchandra told John that he did that. He was given some money we can purchase. So he has purchased without taking any of our money.
Without taking any?
Our money.
Our money.
But we have no money.
Yeah. How many people belong to your sect in Britain? I mean, not just the 50 here, are there others?
Yes, we have other centers in Edinburgh, Glasgow, and Birmingham. Dublin, and what other places?
Nothing to do with London, no.
Yeah.
So how many followers do you have?
Many followers. At least 50 men, not less than 25 in each center.
Come on, it's not very good. How many centers did you have?
About half a dozen.
Six. So 650 and 50 men in each.
No, not less than 25.
Not less than 25, so 65 is 30, 2 is 12, and 150.
Approximately.
About 150 members of your sect?
Yeah.
In Britain? Okay. So far?
No, we have got this leg. George does not live with us, but he is also our one of
us. Oh, I see, yeah. These are the people that live with you.
Many, but there are many others who are living outside. You can take photograph of our temple down.
Oh, it's not the temple are you were preparing, you mean? Downstairs?
Yes.
Yeah.
On Sunday 22nd, others became regular temple.
Have you applied to the Home Office to stay here?
No.
Have you applied for permission to stay?
No. I'm going the after tomorrow to Paris.
Yeah.
Then I'll come back again. There will be ceremony. Yeah. In this way I am coming and going. I have got so many centers, I have to visit and see how things are going on.
But you're going to, this will be your headquarters, will it?
Yes, in Europe it will be my headquarters. Just like in America I've got my headquarters, Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles?
Yeah. In India I've got my headquarters, Mayapur.
Yeah, this letter we had talks about people like Peter Sellers, Donovan, Allen Ginsberg, aging seeker.
Allen Ginsberg came here, he comes to sing. Okay.
What about Peter Sellers?
He's coming tomorrow.
He's coming tomorrow. He says, come from
the future. He's in church. He was staying with some of our devotees in Mexico for the last 2 weeks.
Lord Brahma came to see me the other day. Lord famous Mac Brahma. Sat, Alexi, Harry. He likes our movement.
Who? Lord Brahma can see
it. Yeah. And what is it? The professor, Sat,
Alexi.
He also came. And the daily time, many gentlemen come.
John Tatu.
Who?
John Tatu, the researchers.
No, but what about people like Graham Hill?
Yes, he was here 10 days ago.
Well, what do these people do?
They talk about our philosophy. That's why I was asking, why didn't you talk about philosophy?
Graham Hill came to all these Sanatana Hari, bishops of Kingston and Thurrock. Have you seen them?
They're coming in the future.
Oh, they're coming in the future.
After Srila Prabhupada is mentioned.
And Dr. Ramsey, the Archbishop, is he coming?
After Paris.
Dr. Ramsey?
In fact, in Paris, the assistant mayor will give you an official reception to the student in the city hall when you come there on the 10th. On the 9th.
What about Dr. Arnold Toynbee?
Has he been in?
Yes.
He's not been here.
No, I was fine.
Prabhupada went to visit him. Yeah. At the time he was very, he can't move around very much, so Prabhupada went to visit him.
Yeah. How did they get to know about your movement? How do these people, Graham Hill and Peter Sellers, and how do you think they get to know about you?
Oh, did you? What?
We're public again. Oh, it's British.
Is there any movement, if it is approved by the leading men of the society, it gets the standard. Our movement is very scientific. Therefore, we want the leading men, just like you are the generals, we wish that you also try to understand how important this movement is. And if you think that it actually is important, it should help us in preparation. That is our motive.
Yeah. So the bishops of Southwark have got to come. They're coming. Dr. Ramsey's coming. Have you had any... do you write to Dr. Ramsey, the Archbishop of Canterbury, or...?
No, I don't write. My assistant, they are in meetings. Yes. I am...
He's going to come to see you.
It's cool.
Yeah. How do you know that?
Well, one boy has arranged all these meetings.
There is? Yeah. Now, apart from eating and chanting, you must meditate too, do you hear? Do you spend your time meditating?
Meditate? Do you know what is meditation?
Well, a deep thought, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we are always in meditation.
You're always in meditation.
Because you are thinking of Krishna.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not that we meditate for 5 minutes yeah. and do nonsense 24 hours. Not like this.
Yeah.
We meditate 24 hours.
Yeah. All the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you are. You don't blame. This time you are for meditation and this time is for slaughtering animals. We have no such thing.
Yeah.
We meditate 24 hours. Yeah. Mediante. Ditemi il padari.
What about prayer? How much time do you spend with prayer?
Yes. Prayer is also meditation.
Yeah. How much time do you spend
with our meditation is 24 hours in varieties of occupation.
Yeah.
We are meditating chanting. We are meditating dancing. We are meditating eating. We are meditating preaching. We are meditating writing.
Yeah.
We are meditating reading.
Yeah.
We are meditating singing. So, these so-called meditators, they close their eyes and sleep for some time. Not like that. We have got our occupation, varieties, but each occupation is meditation.
Yeah. But you get up at 4:30, can't you? It's all start at 4:30, isn't it?
Yes. Mangalarati. Mangalarati. Offering Arati. Reception to the Lord.
Yeah, 4:30.
Yeah.
And all 50 are you up at that time, isn't it?
Oh, before the nation.
Yeah.
3:30, 4.
Yeah.
Ceremony, 4:30.
What time do you go to bed? Sleep.
So,
10.
10.
6 hours.
Did you say you have a sort of lifestyle comparison with monks in the monastery? Early rising, city day, early bed.
Yes.
Typically.
Rise, early spring.
Now what about your philosophy then? What is your philosophy? Let's talk about philosophy.
My philosophy is, this is God's creation. Everything, what you see, that is God's creation.
Yeah.
And He has created this cosmic manifestation with a purpose. As everyone creates something with a purpose, not physical. So, we living entities, we are also one of the creations of God. So, our business is to understand what is God. What is our relationship with Him? And act accordingly. That is our constitutional position.
So what does that in fact mean in practice? How do you act accordingly in practice?
That's why we are acting. We are rising early in the morning. We are offering reception to God. And we are chanting His glory. They are reading about His activities. So this is our understanding what is God.
Yeah.
And then we are trying, people have forgotten God. They have become animals. They are interested simply eating, sleeping, sex life and defense. This is animal life. Animal has no other business than this four types of activities.
How do
animal
eating, sleeping, defending?
Yes. Animal eats. Animal sleeps. Animals have sex life. And animal also defend from enemies. So human beings at the present moment, they are also engaged in eating. How to eat.
Yeah.
Economic condition. Developing. How to sleep. Big skyscraper building. And how to have sex life, freedom of boys and girls, that's where he is. To manage sex life without any restriction, like death and dog. So, defending also, he might have discovered atomic bomb and other scientific method for defense, that is defense only. But these business are there in animals. So what is the special business of human being? Can you tell me?
So,
these four businesses.
Yeah.
Eating, sleeping, enjoy sex life, and make defense.
Four.
So these four things are done by the animals.
Yeah.
So you also do in a different way, in a scientific way. But the business is the same.
So what do you do? You eat and sleep, so what else do you do?
We have not yet marked. Our only eating, sleeping, everything is for God.
Yeah, but what else?
That is the difference.
Yeah. But
what else we are doing? Nothing else. What you are doing, right, we are also doing that. You are sleeping, we are sleeping. We are eating, we are eating.
Yeah.
So our business better is, whatever we do, that is to understand God. That is the difference.
Yeah. But do you not ban sex here, do you? Do you ban sex here?
Why? We have got his dear son, this boy, his writing, no. Here you have his wife.
His wife is here?
Yes. We have got separate department. Rehearsal.
Yes.
How's all that?
So sex is better.
Sex is allowed.
So sex.
Married life.
Yes.
Not outside.
Yes. So the only thing then that you're not doing, that man is doing, is defending.
No. No, you may defend also. Suppose he becomes like that, he shall kill you.
Well, then I don't see that,
No, why you are surprised? Suppose you come to kill me, or set fire in my house, I shall immediately kill you. That is defense. If you want to, we take a man aggressor, when he comes to take my property, when he comes to set fire in my house, and he comes to kidnap my wife, then he must be fair.
Yeah, well, you haven't explained or you haven't understood what I'm asking. If you are eating, sleeping, you allow sex within a marriage,
yes.
And you're defending yourself if I come to kill you,
yes.
What are you doing different than whatever?
That you have not still marked yourself dull-headed. We are doing everything for God. But you are doing everything for God. That is the difference.
How? Explain why people are doing it for God.
As we can see, so many people that become servants of God. Take the dog in the street. The dog passes eating. He stands where? You have not seen this. The same care we are taking for God. That is the difference. What care you are taking for the dog, the same care you are taking for God. That is,
if I wanted to join your group, do I have to give up everything?
No. Why? Eating, sleeping?
No. Do I have to give up material things like my job?
What material things you have given up? We are using this paper powder.
So what about my job? Do I have to give up my job?
Yes, that you can give. You can provide it. You can give up your this dog and join with us, and we shall give you shelter, food, and everything. That much we can guarantee.
Do they have to give up? Do your followers have to give up?
No.
Working?
No. Mm-hmm. You do not give up. Suppose you are journalist, you report God's activity, then you are a devotee.
Yeah.
Then you are devotee. Yeah. You are giving ordinary report. But if you give daily a report what God's activities are, then you are devoted. The same business. This is our moment. That you have to do everything as you are doing, but do it for God. That's all. If you want to report God's activities, we can give you daily, big, column of activities.
The arrival of 50 saffron robed, shaven-headed people in this little village must have excited the people who live in it. Have you had any contact with the villagers here?
Well, anything new, it becomes a little agitating.
Yeah. Have you had any trouble with the villagers here?
No.
No complaints about your banging cymbals?
They have got a teeny house somewhere in the corner. They are chanting, dancing in a big house, so they cannot hear it.
They can't hear it.
Start of the complex. They have no opportunity.
Yeah.
Because they are in the corner of the village. Mm. And we are living in a 70-acre of land. So,
17 acres,
yes. Mm. So how these poor people can be here about it?
Where are you normally based in India? Calcutta?
Then you're coming to the common question. You were bigger in philosophy. And I must be living somewhere, Calcutta or hell, that doesn't matter. You are concerned what I am doing now.
Yeah.
What you know, what you gain if I live in Calcutta or in heaven or hell. You should know what I am doing, that's all. You should know our philosophy.
How do you recruit your members then?
Yes. If you come, you will be member.
Yeah, but not everybody's going to come out to...
Yes, my God has become member.
Yes,
so you will come also, you will become member.
But, I mean, how do people get to know about, apart from seeing your people in...
My people go there. If you don't come, my people go, that's like here, this is your letter.
But do you knock on doors and that sort of thing, or do you just parade down the streets, your members?
No, if I am called, I can go anywhere. I go to deliver lectures and meetings. If I am invited. Otherwise, my students do this business.
Yeah. You're going to France for lecture, aren't you, next week? Or tomorrow,
yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
But who are you going to lecture to there?
That the other end, I can go and see.
They've arranged in Paris when he goes in the north.
Yeah. Oh, you don't know at the moment who you're going to lecture to?
No.
Do you speak French?
No.
No. I see.
So you try to understand our philosophy and write in papers. That will be a great service for you. Give me a second.
No, that's all. These people that have come to see you, like Graham Held and Sir Alastair Harvey, have they joined your movement, or was it just a philosophical discussion that you had with them?
Well, they like it. That you are a reporter. You report about raw activity.
Yeah.
Then you are giving service to God.
But how are you initiated?
It's an official function, right?
It's like a baptism, is it?
Yes, like that.
And that takes place in your temple?
Yes.
So George has not been initiated. In fact, he's just a follower, but not a member.
He, good follower.
Yeah.
Practical. Simply by staying here, that is not very important thing. But if it does actually some help, that is more than a devotee.
What's the purpose of shaving your head?
Purpose is to live very simple life, that's all. Clean. If you shave your hair, you remain clean. You don't require shampoo and soap and so many other things to keep the hair in order. That is also economic profit. You save so much money. We are seeing
in
the Western countries, in the bathroom, there are so many bottles. Even in airplane. You don't require all these bottles. To save the money. Huh. We simply wash with water, that's all. As much little oil, that's all.
Is it a symbol of the fact that you don't completely shave, that you have a small...
Yes, by shaving, you keep your brain cooler.
By shaving?
Yes. Yes. He is a research worker in a religious experience, therefore we had many classes. say, very important men of the society to understand this science of this particular. Our main business is, we are also thinking deeply how the human being, human society will be happy. That's all. As all the politicians or philosophers are scientists, we are thinking for the major benefits of the human society. We are also thinking. But we are thinking in terms of God consciousness, very different.
But this,
he says, I too hope we may meet again and have a further discussion on this vital issue.
These are questions that you put to him personally,
at a
meeting with him.
Yes.
Did you go to Oxford or did he come here?
He came here.
Oh, I see.
You have not read this whole thing?
Yes,
I too hope we may meet again and have a further discussion on this matter. So, he has taken this moment seriously that there is something to learn.
Yeah. And so you wish to influence the thinking?
Not the thinking, practically, just like these four principles. No illicit sex.
Yeah.
No intoxication.
No?
No intoxication.
Yeah.
No gambling. And no meat-eating or feast-eating. So we want to introduce these four principles in the society. Because at the present moment, the society is maintaining but killing poor animals, big, big slaughterers. We can do it without. Yes, Western gentlemen, they eat meat, a little small fly. But if they can give us that small fly, then we can save so many poor animals' lives.
Yeah.
But they will not do that. Although fish can be saved, dogs are not killed.
Yeah.
But they are very expert in killing.
Yeah.
Why? Why the unnecessarily poor animals should be killed? And you are responsible for the sinful activities. We are now killing innocent animals, small scale. And if there is one of us, then the human being will be killed in the mass scale. This is the reaction. But they do not think of these things. They think we are free to kill the animals. But he does not know. The nature will take revenge.
This, talking about animals, this letter here says that you've got cows and they're even at home in the hallways. And that says at home in the roadbeds and in the hallways. You have cows inside the house.
Yes. Not for killing.
But you allow your cows to come through the house, do you?
No, we take milk.
Yeah, but do they come inside the house, downstairs?
Downstairs? I don't mean
downstairs. But what does that mean then? At home in the roadbed and in the hallways?
But we have another house for the cow. We have a place for the cow.
Yeah. The cow shed.
They go off if I name one for 20. But sometimes they may walk in.
Yeah.
Because we are very friendly with the animals, we know
that... So you would mind if the cows suddenly walk in?
Well, we keep them in their place, but sometimes...
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, we don't keep them for killing. That is not us.
Yeah. Your point is that we don't kill any animals for eating. The cow is here for milk.
And you work in the fields and gardens, you're growing too, right? Yeah. In the 17 acres, you're growing fruit.
tropical greenhouses also.
Fruits, flowers, vegetables.
What's that idea?
The weapon that I come for.
Why do we have to see you if we want to interview? Why do we have to see you in the morning or after four? What happens between times?
Wants to know why interview time is set for 4 o'clock after four.
You want because it's gone 24 hours.
Yeah, I see. You need a rest, yeah?
Yeah, but no, it's this time. Well, generally, get on this by 2 o'clock.
Do you take them communally? Do you all sit down together and eat?
No.
No? Not like a monastery, then? You're married. People live here in another part of the house, do they?
Yeah.
With their children, you have children here?
Oh, yeah.
What do they get?
We're going to open the children's school. We have got already one children's school in Dallas, America.
Yeah, but what happens? Have you got children here at school age?
No.
10, 11, 12?
No, this one boy is 5.
Oh, he's 5. Well, where is he going to go to school if you don't have your school here?
Well, we have one.
Oh, you're going to open a school here?
Yeah,
I see.
We have a teacher.
Yeah. Will they come from India or would they be people you train here?
No, local men.
Yeah, I see.
Why Indian? We have local people.
Have you been in England during the winter at all, ever?
Oh, yes.
But doesn't that...
Very bad experience.
Yes, but... What?
Everything becomes holiday park. I went to Regent Park with my stick and the fountain, tongue.
So how, you know, and yet you're going to live here. I mean, you're an old man to be coming to a cold climate like this, aren't you?
No, we have no objection, but because we come from India, this winter is a little troublesome for us. Otherwise, I have, in the winter, I've gone to Germany also. Last year it was not in June. So we had to go to Germany, it doesn't matter. In Boston, I was there for the regular snowfall. Regular snowfall. Storm, snowfall. Still I was going and morning walk on the snow.
How do you, if you travel all over the world like that, who pays for your traveling? How do you find the money for that?
There are many persons. This might be happens. They pay me.
I see that you're registered as a charity, because it's charity number 25964.
Yes, we accept charity.
Yeah.
We are allowed. There's other day. Where is that letter? The one that we have sent $100.
Sir, thank you very much.
Yeah, that you are preaching God.
You have given a God of God. Please accept
my word. There are many nice men in the world. They appreciate everyone. That in this godless society, we are the only person. Our only business is to preach God. We have practically only society is insisting, don't get intoxicated, don't have illicit sex, don't be mean, don't take part in that. Because we are the only society.
You're the only religious society to do that, even religious society?
Apart from religious and political, we are advocating these four principles.
Yeah.
To accept. For us, we are the only society in doing that.
Yeah.
We consider these are the four pillars of sinful life. So if you remain sinful, you cannot become happy. That is nature's way. What should we kill animals if we have got sufficient food otherwise? We can prepare many thousands of nice preparation from milk. After all, meat eating means eating the flesh and blood of God. But if you take the milk, and if you can prepare from milk, you get the same benefit, material benefit, from bathing, from milk preparation, from fondant milk, so many things, from ghee. This is more sensible. The milk is also blood, another transformation. So, why you should slaughter and take blood directly? Why not take immediately by neither soon? You take the same benefits. And poor animal is not killed. I am surprised, I have not any satisfactory answer. Whenever I ask any gentleman that if the Christian principle is first thou cannot kill.
Do you regard yourself as human?
What do you think?
Well, your followers seem to regard you as being superhuman.
Yes. Superhuman means I'm not acting as ordinary human being.
That's right. You regard yourself
as... Yes, you can regard me. Because we are engaged simply on God's business.
But you personally,
personally engaged, what is my business? My business is that you stop your sinful life, try to understand God. If you think it is superhuman, it is superhuman. But my business is nothing to show you anything miracle. I talk only that you do not indulge in the four principles of sinful life and try to understand God. You can do also. It is a very difficult task.
But your followers seem to regard you as being some sort of holy man.
Because I am holy.
Yeah.
Because I am not committing any sinful life.
Yeah.
And I am preaching of God. That is, I am holy. So everyone, my disciples, they are also holy. But they have been following me, they are doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And if you do that, you become holy.
Are you married?
Yes.
Good. Have you got children?
Yes.
Where are they? Are they in India?
In India, Calcutta.
You've got just one wife, have you? Only one wife. How many children have you got?
I've got two sons and two daughters.
Are they members of your faith? Have they been initiated into your...
Yes, but because I am sannyasi, I cannot live with them.
Because you are...
Sannyasi. Sannyasi means renounce family connection.
You renounce family connection, yes.
That is sannyasi. We have got four divisions. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and sannyasi. First of all, the man is trained how to become Brahmachari.
Yeah.
Celibate life.
Yeah.
Then he is allowed to marry. Then, after some days, he gives up the concern of family and travels in holy pilgrimages.
In holy?
Holy pilgrimages.
Yeah.
And then he takes on mass, renounce. This is our basic thinking. So, at the end of life, suppose you live for 100 years. Nobody is living for 100 years. Anyway, the invention is, when one is 50 years old, he should give a family connection and simply live for God's sake, for God's business. This is very serious.
How long have you been a member of the Society of the Krishna Consciousness?
It started by me.
Started by you?
Yes.
How long ago?
In 1966.
66. But how long have you been
Christian?
Christian, yeah.
That is lifelong, from my birth.
Think of that, yeah. Yeah.
Because my father was also devotee. He trained me. Our whole family is devotee of Krishna.
Yeah.
But this movement was started by me in New York in 1966.
Apart from George Harrison, have you ever met any of the other three Beatles? Paul, George, John?
I do not have the part of them.
Ringo,
John. Yes. I was guest in John's house. John met me. He met me guest in his house in 1968.
68.
What is that? Chittenhurst.
Yeah.
But
what about Ringo?
I met there for 1 month.
Ringo, Paul.
Shantan, he has, he's always associated with me.
Have you talked to other members of the British press at all?
After four people come here, up to night.
Four people coming tonight?
No, people. Yes, they come to see me.
Oh, I see.
From four to night.
Do you play that? Do you play that?
Sometimes, yes.
What is it?
It is harmonium.
Harmonium? Is it? Do you just travel as you stand up here when you travel abroad?
Yes.
You don't take anything with you, apart from books or something?
Books are there in every center.
Oh, they're there already. Okay. So you just go like that here?
Yes. You have seen all our books?
Well, I've seen some of the books, but I'd like to see some of the house. This looks like the only part of the house that's
furnished.
Is that
you
can see if you
have complete
background
and see
everything?
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much.
Give me
the
set.
The
bedroom
rich.
Yeah. Oh, it's a quite
hardy
fellow, isn't it?
Yes, I think. Well, I'm fine. Little rich. No, I'm struggling.
You're giving something to us.
I have traveled to India and that's like,
give me a little fruit. That is poor.
Yeah, it's rich, isn't it? Well, we've got to be around the house.
Yes,
I want to take a picture of the confession. Which is presumably at the end of the garden.
Yes, this is the best one.
Thank you.
Turn out philosophy. And then do it. It is good for human beings.
It's not possible to get to go out into the garden, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Is that possible so I can have in the sunshine?
Oh, perfect. Oh, well,